other day. The phase of inspiration, the middle phase, and the third phase, and you'll see the same thing working here. Bear that in mind as we're going through here, you'll see that it fits in very well there as well. We're talking about Kabbalah and Malchus Shamayim, Beshleishim, Mishurim, Yisoyim, Vasisim. Three fundamentals. Reishis Alan, the Kabbalah's Atzma. First of all, a person has to accept himself. Kimashahu, Alav Ladat. Shu, Amaloisav, Cheshonoisav. Chovi, Vifne, Hashem is Barach, Hava, Yisim, Mashahu, Masugal, Alois, Aldaite. It's good to learn these three lines off by heart. Person has to accept himself and know. With all his miles and chesreinus, he is beloved to Hashem more than he'll ever be able to understand. Shenis, alav lekabel b'leiv sholem, es hanagosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu klapov. Then he has to accept everything that Hashem does with him. Im l'shevet, im l'chesed, whether it's with a stick or whether it's with a kiss. Alav ledat shehashem yisbarach chofetz b'tavosa v'roitze l'hitiv v'netomit. You have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does good for us always. Everything a person's been through, all for our good. And thirdly, that leads into Ben Olam L'Chaveiro. Understand, the first one is Ben Olam L'Atzmo, he has to accept himself. The second one is he has to accept Hashem. And by doing that, you start accepting everybody else. If they pogo him, if they do things to him, whatever. Who yod bebiru ki lo heim elo asher pogo boy. They're not the ones that he's dealing with. This is probably the hardest thing to accept, especially if you have a difficult person in your life that you have to deal with. Mo'od mo'od kasher to accept that this is Hashem. You get a flat tire, whatever. Yeah, that's Hashem beseder. You know, you get a headache. That's Hashem beseder. When you're dealing with difficult people, the ma'od kasher to accept the fact that this is all Hashem. Like, why me, Lord? You know, we'll deal with it. If it wasn't meant that he was supposed to be pogo boy, can't touch you, can't harm you, can't do nothing. No one can help you, no one can hurt you. Because Baruch Hu doesn't agree. And why would Hashem agree to something that's not good for you? Having said that, look in Rav Tetz's book in the chapter that deals with how your Bechira can affect somebody else against the Rotzon Hashem. It's an interesting sugya, go ahead and look there. It doesn't change very much what we've said yet. Gimel Yosoidus Elu Shenikra Lem Atah B'Sheh. I spoke to Rav Tetz yesterday, he's translating it into Hebrew. So those of you who can't read English, for the first time, the one on Bechira. And then afterwards he's doing the new one. I said to him, I don't care what you do afterwards, you have to do the new one into Hebrew. A critical work. So it's the first time he's agreed to translate his Sforim into Hebrew after 20 years. After 30 years. He's going back this morning. He was here yesterday, came for a bris, but I couldn't get him. He arrived yesterday morning and he's flying out this morning. We spoke about how we're gonna get him to come more often. Yeah, that was why I phoned him, that was what we discussed. I don't know what's gonna be, we'll see. Problem is his schedule like gets booked a year in advance. And I kind of make last minute decisions. So those two things don't work well together. You know, I can't plan a year in advance. You know? I like wake up in the morning and say, hey, why don't we get from Tatsia?
Both cars are South African. How does it work? Both cars are South African.
He's a real Yekker. Tatsia's a real. He's a doctor. I'm saying he's Ma'od Masuda. It's interesting. I don't think it's him so much as the organizations he works for. I think he arranges his schedule so much. These three fundamentals are called Bein Adam La'atzmoy, Bein Adam La'makom, and Bein Adam La'chaveiro. Most of us are very familiar with Bein Adam La'makom, Bein Adam La'chaveiro. We're not so familiar with Bein Adam La'atzmoy, and we're going to be spending a lot of time. The first half of the sefer is all about Bein Adam La'atzmoy. Bein Adam La'makom, Bein Adam La'atzmoy is this sefer, and then the third sefer, which is on Bais Hayudi, is Bein Adam La'chaveiro. Bisus hashkofes v'yedias elu eini dova hanirchash b'sha'akas. Always have to disappoint us. You're not going to acquire the knowledge you need in one moment, in 1 hour, or in one day. Lahakdish lo shas machshava. You have to invest a lot of time into this. Pekem akshava eli oili ad kol shenemru bal pe le rabim v'toyvi b'sati reshmai lach atzol satvori masoros v'mayis pamim b'fnei talmud chachomim geloyri toyre v'amoyne beis Yisrael b'seminarim shnachu b'zat Hashem. These svarim are the result of years and years and hundreds of sharing given to a whole wide range of audience, including talmud chachomim, gedoyli ador, chilonim, the entire spectrum of klal Yisrael. Yotzu amishtatefim keshem chashim avirim moyim mes umeloyim besimcha avavonim. Anybody's gone on one of the seminars who can speak away with a different understanding. It's liberating. It's empowering. It's eye opening. Ein zu avoyde leyoyim echad al yodi leshanen es hayosodes v'lo la'atzmo bekol yoyim erev boker. This is a lifetime's work. We're talking about the mitzvah kabbalas amachus shemayim. You can't do it once or twice and you think, well, I don't know. I don't get it. I'm moving on. Requires a lot of work, but you start doing the work, you'll see the results. Misibazu igati le meskone kilo eitzi yedei chavosi at sheyetzo dvarim alalu b'kaseifa oruch lifnei akeira. Had to be written down, therefore, so people can chazak and go over it. Boifin ze yoichle la'aza bo rabim heim elu sheshomes advarim bal peh u'minyanim lachzo v'la'amik bedvarim heim elu shelo shomu klalis advarim, those that heard it and couldn't internalize it from the shirim, those who haven't heard about it. Lev yiftach ha-seif etzo lo'ilam musogim chadash. The seif will open up a whole new world. O'ilam ha-msuga l'choylo ma'afocha ma'ashmiz b'chayim rechonim. Open up. As we've always said, yeah, you have to have the fundamental definitions. You have to understand the basic yesodos of hashkafa. Most people don't even know there are basic definitions in yesodos of hashkafa, but you have to know them. Although it's very hard to deal with many kashas. You look at Rabbi Tetz's new sefer with one yesod, he answers over 20 sugyas. Difficult kashas, sugyas that are answered by just one yesod. And apparently there's another 180 sugyas that Rabbi Moshe had that he answered using this yesod. If you don't have the yesod, you walk around with 200 kashas. If you have the yesod, then the kashas fall away. Rav Jacobson once gave a shir klaliyah in the first parak of Baba Kama. He had 23 kashas. 23 kashas in the first parak of Baba Kama. And he answered all of them with one yesod. Rav Moshe has a yesod in Baba Kama, and he answered all 23 with one yesod. That's Torah. If you don't have the yesod, so in Hashkafa we don't know there's yesodis. We don't know that there's basic definitions, basic yesodis. We have to get the yesodis clear, and then a lot of the sugyas become much clearer. Ever sat with a bocher who comes to you and tells you he's ready for shidduchim? I've done this dozens of times, okay? I enjoy it every time it happens. Then I haven't filmed it. So you say to the guy, that's fantastic. So tell me, can you give me a definition of marriage? Yeah. And he goes, stunned. I said, well, you wanna open a business, you wanna open a factory, you go to the bank for finance, the guy wants to know what are you gonna make in your factory. You tell him, I don't know. Why would he give you money? You wanna get married? What's marriage? And you ask a whole bunch of other questions, like, why would you want to get married? Would you have to get married? What do you require for whatever? Not a clue. Why are you laughing? Most people that have been married for 50 years don't have answers to these questions either. They ask them with a different emphasis. Like, why? you do marriage counseling, you understand what I'm talking about. Yeah. So you have to have the basic yesodos, and that's what hopefully Mitzvah Hashem will get. Not all of them, but at least enough to whet our appetites for more. Okay, then he goes on and says, evidently 3-4 times, da 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 da, whatever, and then Bezrat Hashem and a block, and that's the end of the forward. And now we can start the Hagdama. V'Pesach Hashah, Daf Lamed Gimel, V'Matereseinu Shel Sefer Zeh, Einu Lechadesh, Chidushim, She'enim Yoidim, Ola'am Yikcheke B'Shedus V'Chakiris Yoinis. Let's just say what this is not. This is not a Sefer that's making Chidushim, it's not a Sefer that's coming with Lomdus and Chakiris into Sugyas Be'irim. Matarasa achas v'yichido. One single purpose. Latzig lifnei bnei doreinu mabat chiyuvi v'derech hashiva v'nechoina al ochas chayena al pishkofas ha-toyra. To place in front of our generation a positive perspective and a way to think correctly about the way of our life al pishkofas ha-toyra. It's not such a simple goal, but that's what he wants to do. Doesn't say how much. Okay. הסייפה נכתב לאח הניסיון שהצטבר לו ערך שנים רבות בוידי מציבור ובסיר שירים והפסויס בסתר לשמי בכל השכובס והחוגים הנמנים על ציבור שם רטרי ומצווס, אנושים ירו ושלימים, איש על מחנה ואיש על דיקו. The safe is the product of years and years of nisayin, of sharing and counseling to all the different parts of Klal Yisrael. Nisayin zeh meire va'ifen baru shagayrim v'hamafim hachazak beyoyse shebonitain dekleis esmachlul v'shalal abayis shal dereinu. He's making a big statement here. You can pin all the problems that this generation is going through on one hook. Imagine having one hook, you can take all the problems and hook it onto one, and pin it onto one hook. It sounds a bit childish and optimistic, but I promise you now you'll agree when we finish here with it. Who chayse simcha v'tuv leivov. Chayse simcha v'tuv leivov. There is a lack of simcha v'tuv leivov, whatever that is, in Klal Yisrael today. And that is the beginning of all the problems.
When was he writing this?
This was written about 20 years ago, but obviously the shir were given over, I heard him the first time, over 30 years ago. And before that he wasn't a new guy on the street 30 years ago. He's been doing this for many, many years. Many, many, many years. And you can go back 3,500 years. It's Mefurish Apostle in Chumash.
Yes.
Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So the Mishnah in Yuma says one thing, and the Gemara in Baba Metzia says another, and there's another Gemara in Ksuvos that says why. But the Pasuk says Mefurish. The Sheresh of all those reasons why the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed was Chosah Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. And if you want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, you've got to do what caused the destruction. We have to get back to Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. That's the Deraisa. A lack of simcha, whatever we will translate, simcha is in tuv leivov. Not exactly how you translate. The literal translation is good heartedness. I don't know what that means. How does the art scroll translate in Chumash? How is it translated in French? Let's get the French.
In
content, yeshuva das, menuchas hanefesh. Simcha v'tuv leivov. Simcha v'tuv leivov. Whatever that means, the whole place is about it. Hopefully we'll get a clearer... What does it mean, simcha v'tuv leivov? Mazi simcha. Do we have an English translation to say for you? Huh? Wholehearted. Wholehearted. Toiv, whole is a closer translation to toiv than good. Good's about the furthest translation from the word tov. Whole, sholem, is a much closer definition of toiv than good. Toiv doesn't mean good.
That's a question, what is a simcha?
Oh, yeah, what is simcha, what is toiv, what is leiv?
What is tov meod?
What is tov meod?
It's already complete.
Oh, if it's sholem, what's the mo'oid? Okay. Wholehearted. Huh? More. Malev Rabbi v'toyvim chesora simchas hachayim yosoidis ubasisis. Anoshim yekorim mithalchim kashe etzev tmidi b'dag azu ocheres shoychein b'libom chimam. Everybody is missing, not simcha, happy about this or happy about that. You go to a child's bris, you're a simcha. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a simcha at the foundations, a basic inner simcha. Everybody's walking around with one or other worry or other problems or our hearts are full of tears. Choysa simcha mitpateh bekach shehisipuk haynu oirech aray b'seida yom shelanu. Tranquility, satisfaction, sipuk is a very rare occurrence in our day-to-day lives. Kashelanu moed limtsois haragoyim aboydedim b'chayenu. It's very hard to find the isolated moments in our lives. Shebem Hainu Sovarotson, totally tranquil and menuchadik. Shebem Chashnu Shanu Shleimim im Hayasogim Haruchniyam Aleim Iganu. Step back and just celebrate where I've got to, totally having arrived. Completely satisfied, I'm using the word satisfied loosely here, Shleimim, with the spiritual achievements that I've achieved. There's always this desire to look after something that I don't, that's not mine. Or to desire something that's not given to me. When we don't fulfill these desires, we become broken and sad and depressed. The musag of Sameach Bechelkoi, Ezu Ashira Sameach Bechelkoi, in Gashmis and in Ruchnias, are rare moments. Hayacholis lichush besimcha lohedes al chesed Hashem tzinitin lanu b'mtzoyz b'nei b'eseinu, yaldeinu panaseinu, mokum gureinu, mokum avadaseinu, kishunaseinu, atzlochoseinu, v'gam kishunaseinu, yacholizu nadira al ma'od. Let's do it again. An ability to feel simcha and to thank Hashem for the chesed, for everything He gave us. Our families, our children, our panosa, where we live, where we work, our talents, our successes, our failures. To thank Hashem and to feel besimcha with all of that. Rare, rare, rare creature. Those moments of just total simcha and satisfaction and be makabel besimcha everything that I have. Kim ma'amre shel ben zuma, ma'amre shel ben zoyma, eizu ashira sameach b'chelko anu sugulas yichidim. How many people do you know that are sameach b'chelko in gashmis and ruchnis? If you'll overcome the nisoyin in the gashmis, the ruchnis will attack you. You're always never as good as your next door neighbor, not as good as one, and always walking around thinking like I'm a failure. I don't know, Davin probably can't learn. V'meshach reiz mameinu malavo etanu tchusha basisis ki metzaveinu nachachi einu toiv. We walk around thinking that my present situation is not good. Kashe lo toiv, lo adam, lo atzuv. And if it's not good for a person, he's sad.
It's because we're too busy judging ourselves and other people.
Okay, that's your reason. I don't think there's a fixed reason here. Everybody has to check out for himself exactly why am I not Sameach B'chelko.
Don't you think all those thousands of Avreichim who are learning, are they not Sameach B'chelko? They dedicated their lives to learning.
You marriage counsel Avreichim as well, Rabbi? Do you have some of your clients Avreichim that are learning Torah the whole day?
No, not the whole day.
Learning. You have a breaking that are learning Torah?
Yes.
They're all happy with simple with food labor?
They're not happy.
What? They're walking with the toys. Yeah, but I think suddenly a third is million.
I don't have statistics. I'm not an anthropologist, I'm not a sociologist, but I can tell you now the matzav's not good. Matzav's not good.
But if they're dedicating their lives to a Torah life, then that's a decision they've made, which is what they've decided to do.
And if a guy dedicated himself to being a surgeon and saving people's lives or whatever, same thing. You should be getting sipuk from that. We'll see. We're gonna deal with the same is gonna deal with many people that you describe. I don't want to destroy anybody's day. I don't want to hurt, but we're in the 9 days. We can say things a little bit openly. I agree with you that it should be like that. I agree that it should be. The question is, why isn't it?
I mean, he's making a very strong generalization.
Sure, he's in the introduction.
I mean, I can appreciate that there are people in all walks of life that, you know, that aren't happy with what they're doing. That's fine. I mean, that's acceptable. People aren't necessarily happy. They choose a mode of life and they struggle with it. But there are many people now who are, you know, they strive in their Torah. There's more people learning Torah now. There are many of our breaking, devoting their lives to Torah. Are we saying they're all miserable? Otherwise, if they were miserable, they wouldn't be doing it.
Maybe they would.
But of them is they're miserable. They're going to the mirror every day, and they're miserable. I can't see how they can be miserable.
That's the lifestyle.
But they're not doing it. Why are they doing it? They want to be miserable.
Why the one who works in the bank and is miserable doesn't stop?
But that's not the. You know, they all walk around because they're failures. They're doing it because they're doing Hashem Shemayim.
No, they're expected. Not
only Hashem expects them to do it. They're not doing it because the
peer pressure, the social pressure is humongous. If an Avrech would come home one day and tell his wife, "Dear, I've decided I'm going to work half day and learn half day," she would probably have a nervous breakdown and probably threaten to leave it.
It's true.
But that's
the. Or the parents would be embarrassed to death that they wouldn't show face, or it would ruin the next daughter's shidduch. Or I don't have answers to all the questions. No, I love it. I'm happy to step into your world. Unfortunately, I'm not so naive anymore.
But then we've created that situation.
I don't know who we is.
Well, if we've got a situation whereby, you know, I have to work because I've got to put bread on the table, and I'm gonna be so worried about it, and I'm gonna be denigrated because I have to do that, then that's a problem we have.
I'm talking to the Bala Boss here as well. A guy who gets up in the morning, goes to work, has to be besimcha v'tuv leivov in his avodas Hashem of going to work also.
Of course.
Ma nafkamen if he's learning or working. They're both oisek in the Rotson Hashem.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you picking only on the guy who's learning? The guy who's working has got to fulfill Simcha V'tuv Leivov as much as the guy who's learning. I don't see enough coming in. The question's on every yid, not the ones that are learning. Once again, I don't know what the percentage is, but even if it's 10%, it's horrific, and I happen to know that it's more than 10%. I mean, the divorce rate in the Haredi world has gone up.
Sorry?
The divorce rate in the Haredi world is going up. That's not because people are more and more besimcha v'tuv leivov.
Well, that may be a problem with the system.
What system?
Well, how
system?
Why are people getting divorced?
Huh? We have to find out.
As
I said, I'm not an anthropologist, I'm not a sociologist, I don't know. And I can't see myself spending too much time writing my doctoral thesis on why. I'm saying, but he has a thesis as to why. My experience has shown me that he's spot on. I meet lots of Bochrim and I speak to a lot of people, whatever. And I deal with a lot of people, not in the thousands, but over the years. Never met anybody that didn't say to me, "You know what? Me? I'm simple to play. I'm fine. Everything's good. Happily married, kids, everybody, everything just fine." Those are rare creatures. Rare creatures.
Yeah, but that's why Hashem always gives us obstacles. That's the challenge of life.
Avada, that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's what we said. The question is, what do you do with the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? Do you get miserable, or are you the Simcha V'tuv Leivov? The only way to be Simcha V'tuv Leivov when you're in Auschwitz is to believe that everything is from Hashem, that it's all for the good. To answer your question, really, we have to have more statistics and know exactly what we're talking about. But I don't know anybody that would agree with you, by the way. That everyone who's sitting and learning the whole day, whatever, is ultimately, because there's other factors that you need in order to be able to be besimcha v'tuv leivov if you're learning the whole day. Torah can be a summer chaim, can be a summer mavis as well. It's not so posh. If you really want your bubble burst, sit down with Rav Taube one day for half an hour and let him tell you some of the stories that he's dealing with. Let him open a few of his files in front of you and read through some of the files. I don't know if you want to do that, but I think it's better to carry on. Min haroi lahadgish she'adam she'ein lo simchas chayim chesoro lo even hapina ha'yesoidus she'alei livne shir kamoso v'yishit kula. If he's lacking basic simchas chayim, the cornerstone of the entire building of this human being, of his whole personality, is going to be lacking. B'noisef l'kam. Adam ze'enem asugel yichreg b'sholen in raya v'yididoy. Someone who's miserable is going to have a hard time getting on with the people around him. Enem asugel levatel sheloi. He's not able to forego what's his. Ein b'koyche lahavil es moroshose haruchnis liyelodov. He's going to have a hard time handing over his inheritance of his spirituality to his children. If he's miserable, why would his kids want to inherit what he gave them? If what you do makes you miserable, why would I want to do it? Why follow someone who doesn't look like they're being matzliach? Somebody's the simcha v'tuv leivov, you want to look, hey, what's your secret? If someone's miserable, you just avoid them. Adam and Makaimis mitzvahs eloikov miktoi choysa simcha, ke mitzvahs anoshim elumodo, someone who makaims the mitzvahs of Hashem with a total lack of simcha, just doing it out of habit, mitzvahs anoshim elumodo, eni yechel hashreis bebeisa avinu shalva v'rebuah, he can't inject and bring into his house an atmosphere of calm, of roga, of tranquility. It's also very difficult for him to withstand the difficulties that life throws at him. This situation creates, and unfortunately, when you see this, it creates an enormous sprouting of machlekes tziboyris rabois, public machlekes in meribois kateinias edus mamodois, people arguing and fighting over standing of positions, bayot to shalom bayis, many problems in shalom bayis today, the yitzias bonai v'benois Yisrael hamusumolim bapaz, multitudes of children going off the derech and being Isaac and Oimel in all sorts of who knows what. Sholol bayois v'kashim elu mistaimi mahalach hanefesh hayirud hashuf shuf ala adam. Tetzos harsoinis nosefesein. Other consequences of this. Chayse savlanut. There's no patience. No one has time for anybody. Sinas chinam, kina. Soros Ein, Kas, Metachim Chevratim, lots of neighborly love. How many Din Torahs take place in this town? All of the towns, but in this town, on like, you put a window there, and you didn't put it there, and you this, and you're this, and you, and your children are doing this at night. And you know how many Din Torahs take place in this town? Because of just like, hello? Daiges v'refifar chemamodus ruchnis v'gashmis, running off the covered and all sorts of things. V'akulam kafi shekvan izbaya choysa yecheile shelano aviris atoiru v'tzuruna chayiladeinu. With all of this going on, how do you hand it over to the kids? Kol ha'toifos halalu mushpas v'noivis mikach shekhsodol anusikha. All he says comes from the fact that we're making simcha. We'll see how he defines simcha and what simcha is. Ask anybody in Kiruv today. Thursday morning breakfast here, somebody's involved in Kiruv. Ask him how hard it is to do Kiruv today. Ask him how hard it is to do Kiruv. We've had people here before, Talmidim of ours that are out there doing Kiruv that have come here to speak. Ask him how hard it is to do Kiruv today. And one of the biggest problems is because when you start showing the person how wonderful the Torah is, what this is, whatever, he calls your son, he says, you're just as bad as us. Look at this scandal, look at this newspaper, look at this machloikas, look at this abuse story, look at this drug crisis. You're just as bad as us. Why should I become fruit? I have all the same problems as you've got, and I don't have all the hassles. What should I become fruit for? There used to be a time where you took a guy into a home, you exposed him to a Shabbos, you saw the kids, you said, hey, I also want this, how do I get this? You bunged him off to yeshiva, and that was it. Today, he comes into your, if you can find a house like that, and you expose him to a Shabbos and the kids, and go, oh, I also want this, how do I do this? And then you tell him off to yeshiva, and on his way to the airport, he sees the headlines, he goes, 1 second. That's what the yeshiva is. That's what's going on in their world, that's what they're doing, that's how they're behaving in the streets. This is Dosva's going on. Don't tell me you yourself are not anxious and upset and angry about the way sometimes the so-called Haredi world, whatever that is, I don't have a clear definition yet, whatever that is, whatever we bungle all into that big cholent pot, what that is, that you sometimes a little bit, you know, not exactly happy with the way we behave. It sometimes can put you off. Try to get your kids into a certain school and you saw what goes on. And you go, look. What's going on today? And we have to rise above it. That's all part of the Nisoyin. That's all part of the Nisoyin. With all of that, we have to maintain our moral ground and be a simple label. That's why we get together every day to try and see how to do that. Without being dragged down by the... You know.
Right.
But they see, you know, they see, you know,
but I can't see.